Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, coming from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. Today I have joining me again Mr. Nick Kane from Tarrant and Harmon Real Estate. Nick, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely. So today, continuation of Outdoor Real Estate 101, we're going to talk a little bit about deer hunting ground. But before we do that, Nick, do you remember your first ever deer hunt?
Oh, yeah. Pretty interesting gun hunt, and it only lasted about 20 minutes.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I happen to be about 23 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How'd it go?
Pretty quick and easy. Climbed up into the stand after hanging the stand with my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, and they pointed me in the direction I needed to go in the middle of the morning, dark as night, and got in there and sat still, and right about 15, 20 minutes after shooting light, about 11 does walked in front of me, so it was pretty easy pickings.
Just nice.
Choose the big one.
Man, I think they taste the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So you're pretty much hooked at that point?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. After that, I waited a few years before I got into archery hunting, but I took that on, and now I can't get out of the stand.
Right? For sure. What do you do? So real estate's probably a really busy time during deer season.
It is, and it's hard to balance, but you have to climb in the stand when you get a few hours here and there, and that's just the way it is.
Well, I mean, you've got inventory that you have to represent.
Yep.
So you probably have to qualify the potential buyers to some degree.
Absolutely.
I'd imagine when you're sitting in a stand, you got some really good qualifying questions.
Oh, yeah.
To make
sure
you can get out of the stand during the rut.
I'm just fortunate enough to be able to do what I do.
That's right. So as we're talking about deer ground and you know, deer hunting's huge around here, as is waterfowl hunting. What are some of the things you're seeing in the market as far as deer hunting ground goes?
Seems to be improving in value. Have not seen it really level off, even with the interest rates up where they're at. Deer hunting ground is still a good investment, and I think it's going to continue to be for a long time.
Okay, and then with your knowledge of the market, when you meet with a prospective seller or even a prospective buyer, you probably have some things that you inherently know that the buyer or seller might not be familiar with. What are some of the things that are important to you when you see some deer hunting ground for the first time?
Just looking for good deer sign, making sure that you know, they've got good bedding areas and, you know, access to water and a food source and, you know, just looking around for those signs to make sure that you got a good spot.
Okay. And I'd imagine a lot of these landowners are real excited to drag you in so you can check out what's on their wall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've seen some pretty good trophy rooms.
I bet. And I'm sure that helps with the advertising.
Oh, absolutely.
So what type of ground do you see being the hottest commodity or the most likely to sell or what people are probably going to be looking for when they're buying deer ground?
Well, it's just the type of ground, I think. You know, when you go price per acre, you really can't pin it down until you get an idea of what is there. If it is... got some good income producing values to it, then that definitely helps. And then you know, the timber, if there's good timber there and a good trail system, and you know, it all adds to the value.
Okay. So I think what you're saying is essentially deer ground is if it's good deer ground, it's going to be X amount, it's going to be a certain amount per acre.
Yep.
And then that's based off of the composition of the ground, whether you have timber and if it's any good or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any type of program that you're enrolled in, maybe CRP,
yep.
Or if you have some actual, you know, good soil that's farmable.
Yep.
And so you're looking at an income perspective of that.
Yeah. And it definitely helps when you've got about a 50-50 balance of tillable ground or CRP ground and the timber as well. So that, and sometimes, you know, some buyers want more of the tillable than the timber, and some of them want more timber than the tillable. They just want a couple little food plot areas. So,
okay. Yeah. So would you say that the people that are looking to buy, that are looking for maybe a slightly higher ratio of, you know, the CRP ground or tillable, are also considering the investment aspect, or is it kind of just a up in the air type situation?
You'll have some buyers that do want to see the return pretty quick, and that would be the CRP or the tillable. They like to see that money coming in every year. Other buyers, it doesn't really matter to them. They'd rather just have good deer hunting.
Okay. All right. And then let's say somebody local is looking to buy some deer ground. You know, the sky's the limit around here. You know, I'm willing to say there's deer on just about every, you know, piece of ground around. It might not be a high density of deer. It might, you know, be a certain aspect. But, man, I see deer just about everywhere I go in these parts. Is there a few things on a checklist for a local buyer that you'd recommend they consider first before they start their search for deer ground?
Location. Number one, you know, I've seen guys buy a piece of ground that they are really excited about, but it's too far from home, and they just have a really hard time maintaining their food plots and, you know, getting their trails cut every year, hanging their stands. So you've got to have the location that is comfortable for that buyer. Some buyers don't mind driving 2 hours to their hunting stand. Others want to be 30 minutes. So, I think that has a lot to do with it is location.
Okay.
And it only takes the right 5 acres.
Oh, yeah, that is the truth. That is the truth. And, you know, Cole Foyles was on not that long ago, and we talked a little bit about turkey hunting and tract sizes with regard to, you know, the we'll call it the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
You know, right there about third season generally, that's when the mushrooms are popping up.
Absolutely.
And so if you're on a small tract, you know, your neighbors are out mushroom hunting, that might push the birds on you.
Right.
Or it might interrupt a Tom's travel pattern where, hey, this bird was here last night, or this bird, you know, was here yesterday, was heading in this direction yesterday, and now he's gone. Not a gobble.
Right, yeah. Now, I probably can't compete with Cole Foyles on turkey hunting.
Oh, that guy's he is something else. I learn something every time I go out with him.
But yeah, you're right. There are outside pressures that are uncontrollable, whether it be the neighbor, you know, looking for mushrooms or just out walking. The big Tom is gonna change his patterns due to those pressures. Same with the deer or anything like that. Sometimes it does benefit you, like you said, being in the right spot, and the neighbor walking into their stand late in the morning pushes that big deer right over to you. So you just have to go with the flow and hope to get lucky.
Absolutely. Now, as far as somebody's looking to buy a piece of ground, you know, is there anything in that to where, you know, hey, check around the neighborhood that you grew up in, check an area where you know most of the landowners. Is there any type of conversation that takes place when you're dealing with a local buyer?
Yeah, I think it's always good to talk to the neighbors and find out, you know, you can probably see the trophies on their wall just to know, you know, what's going on in the area. And it's always good to have a good relationship with all your neighbors anyhow.
Oh, man. That's the truth. Okay, so as far as, you know, acreage type, it's obviously very difficult to price you know, acreage, even if you know what the makeup is without going out and seeing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to try and pin anybody down as to, you know, Nick Kane was on the radio and said, I'm going to get 10,000 an acre. But what types of things should we look for when we consider, you know, our budget, acreage, and the type of soil or type of terrain or lots that we're looking at?
Okay. So over the years, what I have really tried to kind of impress on people is that the smaller acreage, when you're looking at 5, 10, 20 acres, the price of that is usually higher. And that's due to the fact of the demand for it. When you have a smaller piece of property, typically that's more affordable to a lot more people, which drives the demand higher. When you're looking at 100 to 200, 300 acres, there's not a lot of people that can afford that. So it drives down the demand for it as far as the amount of people that are capable of purchasing it.
Oh, that's some wisdom right there. That's a great way to think about it. Okay, so for on a tract size, when somebody's looking at, you know, building a home, they want a little bit of ground, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, where does that kind of line stop? Does it stop at like a 40, an 80? What do you see there in terms of the highest demand ground?
I'd say a 40 is probably the highest demand, and under that as well.
Okay.
Once you get over 40 acres, that starts getting into that price range to where it just doesn't fit people's budget.
All right. Okay. Well, on that, we're going to take a break to hear a word from our sponsors. All right. Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, coming from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple, kill big deer. We have with us Nick Kane of Tarrant and Harmon Real Estate. We were just talking about tract size and how that has an implication on supply and demand. Some of these smaller tracts of 40 acres and less seem to be the highest in demand based on affordability. Whether we're talking recreation or we're talking about, hey, I want a nice piece of land to build a home on. I'd imagine with some of the higher acreage and then considering that, they probably also sell differently.
They do. There's a little more detail involved with the larger pieces of ground because you may have several different aspects to the property as far as income, such as we talked about earlier, CRP or tillable or... you know, just having a piece of ground that a guy has a couple food plots on. So the larger acreage, there are a lot of buyers out there for it. They're just a little more difficult to find.
Okay. And so when you're looking at larger acre tracts or when you're looking at different types of soil, if you will, what are some of the different strategies to selling it?
Get it out there in as many places as possible. Mm-hmm. So, with Tarrant and Harmon, a real estate and auction company, we are able to advertise in all of the places that all the big companies are going to advertise. We're more of a local company, Midwest, and we are able to advertise to buyers worldwide.
That's amazing. And is that through partnerships, online presence?
A little bit of everything. And we've got a good social media presence. We've got a lot of online websites that we utilize, and we get leads from those websites. We even have partnerships with other brokerages that are outside of our licensing areas.
Okay.
That we can contact. If they've got somebody that's selling a piece that's coming this way, they'll call us. And if we've got somebody that sold a piece of ground here and is moving up their way, we can always work with those agents in other areas. And it helps too, just having those good referrals with each other. We've created relationships over the past 12, 15 years with a lot of brokers all across the country that we've got good referral networks with.
Okay. And then you also at Tarrant and Harmon have an in-house auction function.
Yes.
Is that somewhat newer in the past 5-6 years?
Nope. They've been around for longer than the real estate company's been around, actually. They've been selling personal property. I don't even know how long, but it's probably well over 20 to 30 years that they've been doing that. And their home base is in Shipman, Illinois, the old lumber yard up there.
Okay.
They got 5 acres under roof, and they sell personal property every week on a Tuesday night. They typically have anywhere from 500 to 700 people there every Tuesday.
Wow. Okay. And then help me better understand the use of auction when it comes to real estate, because that's, to me, I've never been a real estate professional, but I've seen more and more ground being auctioned than I have, you know, any time over the past 25 years that I've been here.
Yeah, so the auction side of things kind of took off. It's been that system of selling has been around forever, but it's really taken off, I'd say, within the past 15 years. There's a lot more companies that are doing it, but you have to identify the right property to auction. So typically, farm ground that is the majority of that farm is tillable or income producing, that's a better way to sell that ground, is through auction. The neighbor wants to buy it, but so does the other neighbor on the other side. And that's all you need, is two guys that want it bad enough. So that's typically the best route to go with that. When you get into recreational ground, that seems to be better suited for just a conventional listing, which puts it out on the market and gives everybody an opportunity to take a look at it over a course of several months. Sometimes if it takes that long to sell, other times it doesn't take that long, and it just takes a week or so, and you've got buyers that have already looked at it, know what it is, and they're ready to buy. So the auction side definitely has benefits, and that's what makes Tarrant and Harmon Real Estate and Auction Company so versatile, is that we can either conventionally list your property or we can take it to auction.
So I think what I'm hearing is Tarrant and Harmon has been in the auction business, auction and real estate business, probably longer than any of the other companies around here.
Well, the auction side of our business has been selling personal property at auction for 20 to 30 years. Tarrant and Harmon is relatively a young company. We were created in 2010, 2011, and they started the auction side of that at that time. It really has benefited, because when the auction guys go in to look at a property to sell those personal property items, they're also having that conversation with the sellers about the real estate. Okay. So it's helped us grow exponentially.
Awesome. And you know, from my own personal perspective, Tarrant and Harmon has a great reputation locally.
Yes.
I don't think I've heard a horror story or anything in the realty world where, you know, Tarrant Harmon did this or that. And I think a lot of that integrity is because y'all are a local shop, local people. And what are some of the things that besides your reputation and the fact that you have a good brand that people can like and trust, what are some of the other aspects to local real estate that Tarrant and Harmon excels?
Well, I think what sets us apart from other larger brokerages is the personal aspect that we personally are involved in the transaction from the beginning to the end. Yes, we do have admins and people that do help us throughout that process, but you know, if I have a seller or a buyer that has a question, I'm usually the one that answers that question. I may not always have the right answer, but I'm going to find that answer for them and get it for them. And just being transparent throughout the whole process. You know, we're not trying to do anything that I wouldn't want done to me if I was a buyer or a seller. So, you know, having that integrity, it really helps. And it, you know, if there's something that we ever come across that is an issue, we handle it up front, and you know, we try to just get through every transaction as smooth as possible.
Absolutely. I hear that. Well, that being said, what are some of the things that people can do to look up Tarrant & Harmon or look up yourself?
So, I'm on social media, Facebook, Instagram.
What's your, you know, moniker? What is it?
Mine is Nick Kane, land specialist at Tarrant & Harmon. That's on Facebook, and then I'm not even sure what my Instagram is.
I hear that.
But you can reach me, you know, in several different ways. My phone number is 618-791-3583. You can look up our website, tarrantandharmon.com. We're also affiliated with Sports Afield Real Estate, which is going to be a Midwest side of our real estate company, and that's going to help us grow into other states and just continue to get bigger.
Right on. Well, I appreciate you coming out, and I learned a lot. You know, it's going to be a great deer season.
Absolutely.
And I hope there's a few things I can take from the conversations that will help me be a better real estate investor and a better hunter.
Absolutely. If you ever need help, just give me a call, and hopefully we can share some pictures of some nice kills this year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
All right.